The commission that will decide which ridings New Brunswickers live in for the next provincial election has announced a round of public consultations over the next month, but they won't be targeted at communities where changed boundaries are likely to be proposed. The Electoral Boundaries Commission will tour through just 12 locations in the province, which Mount Allison politics professor Mario Levesque says is not enough.
And I would say it's not just here in this region, but across the province. They need to at least double the sessions they have across the province to get better input. And I was a little shocked with that. I know they want to have fewer to be more efficient and be quicker and reduce the cost and everything else. But this is something I think that's significant enough that they need to have more would be better overall.
Commission staff say via email that locations were selected based on providing the widest access possible to as many citizens who may wish to make a presentation to the commission. The closest consultation happening for residents of Memramcook-Tantramar is in Moncton at the Delta Beauséjour on September 1st. There are also two virtual sessions that require pre-registration happening September 1st and 12th. The last time a commission looked at a provincial riding boundary, the riding of Memramcook-Tantramar was created, and the area could be up for another change before the next election in 2024.
That was the problem back in 2013 when they did the redistribution. The old riding of Tantramar only had about 5,400 electors, and the electoral quotient at the time was around 11,400. So we were more than 50% smaller, which means that in Fredericton, then, whoever's elected here has a bigger voice, or it's easier for them to get elected, basically. So you want to try to balance that out across the whole province. So that's why they brought in the village of Memramcook and made it Memramcook-Tantramar in terms of a riding.
The electoral quotient is the number of electors in the province divided by the number of ridings. To ensure equal representation, the idea is to keep ridings as close to the electoral quotient as possible. That number this time around has risen to about 11,700. But the formation of Memramcook-Tantramar in 2012 left some concern over the now minority French speakers included in the riding, something opposed strongly by the Société des Acadiens de Nouveau-Brunswick, or SANB. Levesque says the representation of the linguistic communities in the province is critical, but there are different ways to achieve it.
Well, there's multiple ways of looking at it. So, for example, the one interpretation that the Société Acadienne de Nouveau-Brunswick look at it from is in terms of the language and cultural identity, that being able to identify with your own member and your own culture and your own language is important to being able to live in your own culture and your own language and to express it, which is constitutionally protected. And from that perspective, that's critical. In another perspective, you have the fact that somewhere along the line, Anglophone and Francophones have to figure out how they're going to get along and figure out divided resources needed, infrastructure and whatnot. So then the question becomes, here is, where do you want that brokerage to play out? So you can have it in a couple of ways here, Erica. One way is to have a Francophone MLA to represent the Francophones and an Anglophone MLA to represent the Anglophones. And then in the legislature, then they try to figure out how they divide up the resources. Okay, so in the assembly or something, or within the political party. So if they're both liberals who get elected, then one's Anglophone, one's Francophone, and within the party, they'll try to prioritize the interest in what's to get done and stuff. That's one way, okay? Another way is to have mixed ridings, like we have right now in Memramcook-Tantramar, where the candidate has to take into, themselves have to take into the consideration the needs of both communities at heart and say, okay, language is something that binds us, yes, but at the heart of it, we want good schools. We want good health care. We want good roads for everyone. So, I mean, that's kind of common things in here. So if they can then do it right on the ground with the people rather than in the legislature, okay, or in within the party, and then bring those concerns already brokered as part of their party to the table. So the question is, where do you want that to happen? Do you want it to happen in the assembly or with different MLAs, or do you want it to happen with an MLA that has an understanding of both communities and working on the ground. And there's sound reasons for both. And it's really a tug of war. I don't think, there's a right call one way or another.
There are also practical considerations in the effort to keep riding numbers roughly equal across the province. If the commission decides to separate the predominantly French Memramcook and predominantly English Tanchamar, each needs to join another community to reach the riding quotient. And while it's not hard to find neighboring French-speaking communities, the closest English-speaking community that could join Tanchamar are in Moncton or across the Petitcodiac in Hillsborough and Harvey, which would pose travel challenges for any MLA representing those areas.
My own preference is just to leave it as is myself. I think it works fine. I think both can be well represented. And I think that there's been some discomfort expressed by candidates in the last election and even the one before that, and even in the current news right now, that it's hard to represent the other one because I don't know the language as well or something else like that. And it's like, yeah, well, tough rockos, learn it, figure it out. You know, if you're a Francophone, you don't know English, figure it out. And if you're English, you don't know French, well, figure it out because you've got to be able to communicate to people. And if you don't want to, well, then look for another riding to run in. It's that, you know, from one perspective, it's that simple. So you have to take a look at who your constituents are. I mean, if you were in Toronto and a big party, were part of Chinatown and you couldn't speak Chinese or something like that, that's a problem.
That's Mount Allison political science professor Mario Levesque speaking about the options for the Commission on Electoral Boundaries, which is looking at redrawing the map of provincial ridings before the next election in October 2024. The commission is touring the province in the next month, though making only 12 stops to consult communities before completing their preliminary report due in December. The commission will be in Moncton on September 1st, but will not reach out to smaller communities where possible changes might occur.
I do think they should be taking that to the communities where they are looking at changes. I think that having some in Moncton is fine because they're probably going to do something around Moncton, but they also need to come down the southeast here and have a session out here, period. There's no question there. Not to do so is a disservice to the communities in question and shows a kind of a deaf ear with them.